Okay, we're sitting here at the Cardo after we had davening prayer at the Kotel, and I want to do a few things tonight. I wanted us to have a class at least touching on the halachic and historical aspects of the Kotel, the things that our sages taught us with regard to the Kotel, and a little bit of the discussions that have evolved over the generations with regard to the Beit HaMikdash and Srid Beit Mikdashenu, the remnants of our temple, the Kotel, and that we're going to do later tonight. We haven't yet had a Parsha class this week, and as much as I know it's a little difficult to hear, I recommend you guys stay a little bit back, because I'm on antibiotics for 36 hours and the doctor said that I'm contagious for 3 days. Okay. So I welcome you guys to be close, but not too close. I think that we'll begin with a short story that will just get us into the mindset of what we're going to discuss tonight. And the story is quoted in Tanah de Eliyahu. Eliyahu Hanavi said over to Rabbi Anan the following statement. He said that once Rabbi Natan entered the Beis HaMikdash. Now that already has to throw us. How could Rabbi Natan enter the temple now? And the next words are going to be even more wondrous. It says, Umtza'o, and he discovered Chareb, that the temple's destroyed. So he's not with the times. Rabbi Natan doesn't know the temple's been destroyed. This is his discovery. That's how Tanah de Eliyahu represents it. And before we continue, I want to offer an explanation. The Mishnah, some have it as quotes in the Mishnah, some have it as Brisa in the Gemara, says that when one approaches the cities of Judah and sees them destroyed, one tears one's garments. The Mishnah at the end of Moed Katan discuss what are the things that we do to show value of human life, value of holy artifacts, holy scriptures, when they're destroyed, what do? So we have laws of mourning and we have laws of tearing. That when one, God forbid, loses a close relative, one tears. When one is standing present, when any Jew loses his life, one must tear one's garment. Regardless of relation, the fact that one was standing present when a Jew passed on, halachically, one must tear one's garment. And when one approaches and sees cities of Israel destroyed, one is supposed to tear one's garment. When he enters Jerusalem and sees the temple now, and sees the temple destroyed, he must tear again. Now this custom, it's a halacha, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's been kept throughout the generations, and suddenly the last 50 years, ever since we regained Jerusalem, there's evolved a custom here in Jerusalem that people do not tear. And the question is why? Whenever we see a custom that's held by many people and there are rabbis present, then we respect the custom. If there were no rabbis present, then we say people will sometimes develop their own customs and we don't respect the customs. But if there were rabbis present and the custom persisted, then we respect the custom and we say there must be a good source for it. We have to look into this custom. So this is a custom that's been around for a number of years, and there are rabbis present, and so the rabbis themselves have been searching, why has this custom evolved, and what is the halachic basis for it? Now, one of the answers that's offered is offered by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal. His disciple lives here in the Rova, should live and be well, Rav Nevinzal. And he quotes the following answer in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman also writes it in his book. Says the concept of kriya, the Gemara says, when we tear bishat chimum, at a moment of heat. We have to be upset. We have to see something that really hurts us, and as a result, we tear. We tear our garment. This isn't just a superficial act. This is when one, God forbid, loses a close relative, father, mother, son, daughter, sister, brother, wife, spouse, or when one is present, when a soul departs. If one is living within a short distance of the Temple Mount, and one hasn't taken the time to come to the Temple Mount in 30 days, then halachically one has to tear. Every 30 days that one hasn't been there, when 30 days have passed and we see this again, one is supposed to tear. But, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you live so close and you could come and you don't come, then obviously you don't care enough. And if you don't care enough, then it's fictitious to take the garment and tear it. Chazal instituted the tearing of the garment as a correspondence to the feelings that one's supposed to have when one sees the temple destroyed. So Rav Nemtzal quotes his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, as suggesting that perhaps that's why the custom in Jerusalem, because when people come from Tel Aviv, they do tear. When people come from the United States, they do tear. You'll see Americans here tearing. But in Jerusalem, the custom has evolved that we don't tear, because we say, if you've allowed 30 days to pass and you haven't visited, then obviously it doesn't hurt that much. And I was thinking that perhaps that's why Tanat Be'elio presents us with Rabbi Natan, who comes to the temple and discovers it as having been destroyed. This isn't a new discovery. The world shattered when the temple was destroyed. Everyone knew the temple was destroyed. But Rabbi Natan was on the level that we should aspire to, that every time he looked, there was a new discovery. Hey, wow, it's destroyed. And so Rabbi Natan comes and sees the temple destroyed, and he makes a new discovery. V'chotel echad omed. There's one wall standing. Now, part of what we're going to discuss later tonight is, what is this wall? Which wall was left? And why was it left? Amar, so Rabbi Natan asked the question, Mativo shel kotel zeh? What's the nature of this wall? Amar lo echad, someone said to him, Ani areka, I'll show you. You want to know what this wall's about? I'll show you. Miyad natal tabat achat unza bakotel ahu. He took a ring, attached it to a string, and pegged the string into the wall. What do you gain when you peg a string with a pendulum to the wall, with a ring attached to the wall? That even the slightest movement that the naked eye cannot discern, that movement will be told by the shaking of the pendulum. And as that pendulum stood attached to the wall, Rabbi Natan noticed Vaita tabat olechet uva, that the ring would sway back and forth. And Rabbi Natan recognized, and this is what the person came to show him, that this wall isn't standing. This wall's shaking. Rabbi Natan knew this. He had heard the stories. The rabbis had said that God would leave one wall where God would be ever present, the Kotel HaMaravi. But Rabbi Natan looked up at the wall and he said, what proof is there? I see a wall. How do you know that God is still here? And one man said to him, I'll show you. And he attached a peg with a string and the ring. And then Rabbi Natan saw the ring starting to sway. And he told him, you know why that's swaying? That's swaying because it represents God. That this is the wall that God is wailing by. And Rabbi Natan accepted that. And that thought started elevating Rabbi Natan. Ad shira'at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, till he attained the level of Ruach HaKodesh, where he was able to perceive God, Shuhaya Shochev Zokev, that God was swaying v'omid and standing, umiyalel al chuban bet hamikdash v'al Yisrael shegalu. And God, so to speak, was wailing over the destruction of the temple and over Israel that have been exiled. Shenemar, as the verse states in Zechariah, heilel berosh ki nafal erez asher adirim shudadu. The cedar tree, the great cedar tree, is wailing because the erez and the brave ones were plundered. Who is the Berosh? The Berosh represents God. And that's God who is wailing. God is called the Berosh. Berosh is a tree, and Berosh could also mean the head. God always leads us. So to speak, he's wailing over our leaving. So when we call this wall the wailing wall, we're not talking about our wailing. We're talking about the fact that we speak about God as still being there and lamenting the exile of the people from Israel and the destruction of the temple. We're sitting here not far from where people live, so I suggest that we